Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I'd like to go to Paul's little letter to the church in Ephesus, the book of Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 8. And here's what the text opens up with. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. I love this text. I love the thought that, one, Paul recognizes that he shouldn't have been chosen. I mean, this was a cat that was literally a terrorist killing Christians and being paid to do so. Here was a guy that was a blue blood. He'd already received accolades and praise and education and financing, but when God got a hold of him, he had a heart for Jesus. And so now God has called him to tell the story. And I love how it is described in verse 9 that he was chosen to try and explain to everyone God's mysterious plan. I love this. He was called to boldly tell a story that he doesn't know every answer for. I love this part because, friend, I want you to know that we are called to boldly and confidently step into God's presence to understand more and more of his mysterious plan. In verse 12, Paul goes on to say, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So please don't lose heart because of my trials here. I am suffering for you, so you should feel honored. Paul is writing this, and literally a lot of the first few chapters in Ephesians are really could be read like a song, like a prayerful song. But he's in prison, for goodness sake. Paul is saying, I'm so grateful God lets me tell this story, and it's the very reason for which he's in jail now, because he told the story. But he goes on to say, but I get the privilege of sharing the mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, has kept secret. Friend, listen, I want you to have two takeaways from this piece of text. Number one, that we can go boldly and confidently into God's room, hop up in God's lap, and share with him, and he share with us his mysterious plan for redeeming mankind. Think of that. I mean, that's unbelievable that we can boldly and confidently step into a conversation with God, our creator. And then the second takeaway from that is this, that he has plans that we will never understand. They are mysterious. Have you ever met somebody that they just kind of made everything spiritual? I mean, I know a pastor should never say this kind of stuff, but have you ever been around somebody who was like, okay, I sneezed and out of that, I think God told me that we're to have pot roast tonight? I mean, you ever been around somebody and it was like, okay, Lord, would you please show me what kind of cough drop to buy? And there's only one left that's yellow. And it's like, yes, honey is exactly the flavor God wants for me. And they over-spiritualize everything. Now, I know you could say, Chuck, that's not good. But what I would say to you is this. There are mysterious things in the ways of God that we humans will never understand. And yet he chose us to be a part of his plan. And because of our faith in him, we can come boldly and confidently into God and his presence, even though it may feel mysterious, he let us in. He opened the door of the mystery of faith and how he could love the world this much and do so much for this world, and he lets us come in, hop up in his lap, and have a conversation with him. Today, go boldly and confidently, and understand there are mysteries of God that you may never know this side of heaven. And when you get to heaven, you're not going to care anymore. My friend, the mysteries of God include a love so deep for you that he longs for you to hop up in his lap and chat with him today. And I want to encourage you by saying we've created a tool entitled Weekday Meditation that's designed for you to be guided through that kind of conversation with God the Father. And when you're done with this podcast, hop over to theweekdaymeditation.com and you can subscribe to that as well. Friend, go boldly and confidently today. and recognize the mystery of God, He unfolds more and more to us as we talk more and more with Him. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you again on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.